You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Dor Aviv and Yarden Gross are the co-founders of Orca AI, a Tel Aviv-based company which provides technology and data solutions to help big ships and vessels navigate the globe safely. Launched back in 2018, the company is working with the biggest shipping operators in the world and helping to cut down on the thousands of accidents which take place every year, which are caused by human error. The pair met in the Israeli Navy and have created a system which uses cameras and radar to help ship captains make better decisions. For this week's show, I caught up with Dor Aviv, the company's CTO, to hear the story of Orca AI.
So what Orca AI is doing, we put on board commercial ships, large ships, cameras, high-resolution cameras and thermal cameras. We're using these imaging devices and stream this video into a powerful artificial intelligence computer. Now, what it does on board, the AI detects, tracks, and classifies all observable objects around the vessel. We then use artificial intelligence algorithms, mainly machine learning, to fuse data from existing sensors on board, like the radar, the AIS, the GPS, the gyro compass, and then we actually present a very clean target information surrounding of the vessel. On top of these targets, we actually prioritize risk in real time for the captain and the crew. So we provide informative decision making in real time for the crew on board. One of the things that COVID-19 actually taught us is the lack of visibility between ship and shore operations. So today's fleet managers do not have the, let's call it the transparency that you would assume for these big expensive assets, which are big shipping vessels. And this is one of the products that we recently developed. It's the fleet safety dashboard. Now, what we learned is that we aggregate a lot of data on board from multiple sensors and the contextual data. Where am I at? How close am I to the port? What is around me? How's the weather outside? Now, once we figured out we can use this data and share it with the fleet operations, we actually unlocked a whole new idea of a dashboard that presents safety insights, actionable safety insights on the fleet level, not just on the ship level. So what fleet managers get today is insights about how safe are their ships are being navigated, which I think this is a great direction for digitalization in shipping. Orca AI's product is designed for the maritime environment and it's best used in congested areas. So the idea here is to have an kind of an automatic lookout person. So that's the guy who looks outside of the window, acquires targets, fuses them with other sensors, and basically generates the situational awareness around the vessel. Now, what we actually did is we modeled that into a system, a holistic system that does everything like that in real time. It then shows and prioritizes risk and let the crew on board focus on what matters, thus reducing anxiety when entering congested ports at night, reducing the overhead and allowing the crews to actually focus on what matters, the safe navigation of the vessel with a more intelligent approach of aggregating information. So one of the most interesting things we had, the feedbacks that we got, is that a vessel that I will not disclose the name of it left Australia, and on the voyage itself it had a near miss, a very close encounter with another vessel. Now, what happens today in shipping, the office usually has its own policy regarding safe navigation, or how close can I get to targets, how should I maneuver, how far away should I start slowing down, or who should I make way to. Now, once these violations start to aggregate in our platform, what we saw is that captains, they don't want to be liable for incidents. They have their own reputation. So they are now working proactively with the system, notifying the office on incidents, and then the office can really see what the captains talked about. So one of these cases were a vessel left Australia. The captain called the fleet manager, said, "We just had a near miss, a near collision with another tanker." And the fleet manager was able to see that through the platform. And he said to us in a call, "If we didn't have Orca AI on board, I would never get this information from my captain. This is not something that you usually disclose between ships and shore." And now this is really interesting for us. One of the things is the fact that the global shipping industry is quite traditional. So it's not really open to new technologies as other industries, but we can see starting to see adoption of new technologies in this industry. The second thing is the lack of standardization. So global shipping companies today are basically the last generation of previously older companies who trade goods between countries, right? And this has been the case for hundreds of years. So usually in this domain, the big companies who tend to not change too much, they are the one who survive, let's call it, the most. And this is the big, I would call it, dissonance between a startup which aims to disrupt and a global industry that wants to keep things as they are. And they require very high standards, so they really want to see systems that are 100% bulletproof and zero patience to, let's say, developing technologies. Very similar to autonomous cars, for example, something similar to that. So we can look at this on several angles. One of them is the just amount of shipping companies you work with, and the second one is the quality. So in this industry, what you have, let's call it the big 10, and then a very long tail of smaller companies. In any other industry, what you should aim is to bring a valuable technology that is thoroughly tested in the field and then approach the big ones. Now, what we did in Orca, we kind of segmented the market. So inside the shipping industry, not all companies have safety as top priority and they are willing to pay for it, because the ROI on safety is something that is less tangible. You can't really see the dollars go outside when you invest in safety. But when you have an incident, when you have an accident, and we can see an increase in maritime incidents in the last 5 years, it basically doubled to around 4,000 collisions per year just in the shipping industry. And these are very impactful collisions. We just saw that in the Ever Given near Suez Canal, the impact of this industry on global trade. This is why we are working with very high quality clients who put safety as top priority. I can't really disclose the number of clients, but it's dozens of clients who are now inclined to put more resources on digital tools to enhance the fleet safety. I'm talking about dozens of vessels worldwide, and COVID really had us thinking on how can we scale the business without even being on board. And this is why we really thought outside of the box and developed everything internally in Orca AI, so integration has minimum friction with the ongoing operations of the ship. So it's basically today a plug and play installation in less than 6 hours of the entire system installation. And this is basically unprecedented in the shipping industry. Just after my military service in the Israeli Navy for 6 months throughout the Mediterranean Sea, and my parents have been living on the Catamaran yacht for the last 8 years in the South Pacific. So I come from a very experienced maritime family. Now, one of the first memories I have from sailing is that it's the middle of the night, extremely low visibility, you can't really see outside, and it's bad weather conditions, and you can see at the horizon some lights, and you don't really know what they are. And I remember the sheer fear of what should I do. I was alone, I was 13 years old on the bridge of our yacht, and I recall, should I wake my dad, who is a professional captain, or should not? And now he's a, let's call it a hard-headed guy. I wouldn't wake him up if it was not necessary. So I recall that I eventually woke him up and he said, wow, we are really lucky you woke me up, because we had now a near collision with a huge tanker who didn't even see us. So that's kind of the first memory of it. Now, in the Israeli Navy, I served on a patrol ship, and then I was a maritime navigation instructor in the Naval Academy. And for the last, let's call it a year and a half of my service, it was an extra time, I actually led the first unmanned autonomous ship projects in the Israeli Navy. So everything kind of converged. And in my professional experience, I've been working for the past 6 years in artificial intelligence startup companies here in Israel. One of them is called Orcam, which has the same entrepreneurs as Mobileye. I don't know if your listeners are aware of that. It was purchased by Intel for roughly $16 billion, and it's one of the leading companies for autonomous cars in the world. So I had my entire background experience. I'm not the typical kind of a CTO guy who has a PhD in artificial intelligence, but very practical approach on solving these problems. We are very humbled to work with professional captains and professional shipping companies who trade on a global scale. And the fact that they let us inside the entire operations is just mind-blowing for me. And the adoption is great. Now, as an entrepreneur, let's call it that we think about vessel safety as top priority. We intend to enhance the safety of shipping, and not seeing these collisions, environmental hazards from collisions like happened in Mauritius. So all of these incidents, they are the fuel, they are the driver. But as a technology company as well, we aim eventually to become the standard for autonomous ship navigation. So if you need to compare ships to cars, that's not the best comparison. Cars are usually unprofessional people, or you and I are driving cars. In ships, you have the captains, they are very professional, they are well trained, and we are not aiming to replace them, but we are aiming to enhance their capabilities and allowing them to focus on what really matters. So the better comparison is on the airplanes. Now today, 95% of the flight time is handled by a computer, and the pilot is there for verification and taking control in case something happens. Shipping today is very far from there. It's very traditional. So everything is done by hand, everything is calculated in the head, and that's really a place where errors can happen. And this is what we are aiming to change. We believe in a future where ships leave ports and enter ports from point A to point B with as less as human interaction as possible, only when required. And this will probably take several years, just because this industry is a little bit more traditional. But we believe this adoption will happen even faster than autonomous cars inside our cities.
Dor Raviv, CTO and co-founder of Orca AI. My thanks to Dor. You can learn more about the company and their navigation technology at orca-ai.io. My thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.